This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball. 16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Walked on the play. Walked on the play. Jacob Playman outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee, bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Derek Holding. Chuck McBee has the night off. We are at Ross High School in extreme southern Butler County for high school tournament action between Cincinnati College Prep and Dayton Christian. The winner of this game advances on to a district championship this coming Saturday at 8 at the UD Arena against Rushi, which has already qualified for the district title game. A lot of rain, a lot of flooding, a few accidents en route. Dayton Christian has just arrived. Cincinnati College Prep has been here for about an hour. This game may not start quite on time. By way of record, coming into this contest here today, Dayton Christian 11-13, finished 6-4 for third place in the Metro Buckeye Conference. Meanwhile, Cincinnati College Prep was 14-6 on the year, 11-2 second in the Metro, or I should say in the Cincinnati Metro. These two teams played clubs up north in the Shelby County Athletic League during the season. Cincinnati College Prep was beaten at Jackson Center on December 22nd, 59-48. And Dayton Christian fell to Fort Loramie on the road on January 27th by a final score of 45-26. Dayton Christian has won three of its last four, has suffered through a three-game loss streak, a four-game loss streak back in the middle of the campaign, but has won here in the tournament over DePaul Cristo Rey, 67-59, and St. Bernard, 59-50. Cincinnati College Prep on a roll, winners of seven of eight games. Good string since the middle of January for Cincinnati College Prep. They've won four in a row. And in the tournament, a victory over Jefferson Township, 77-32, and Ripley Union by a score of 66-36. Cincinnati College Prep, a slight favorite in this game. Whoever wins, the club victorious here tonight will be the underdog against Rushi this coming Saturday at the UD Arena. Getting noisy, small crowd filing in. Should have basketball in about 25 minutes. Cincinnati College Prep against Dayton Christian here at Ross High School. It's the Ross Sectional Tournament. It's a district semifinal. And it, again, the team that triumphs advances on to a district title game on Saturday at 8 at UD Arena against the Rushi Raiders. We'll have more from here at Ross in a few minutes. This is Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, we've gotten the high sign. This game will start more than likely on time. Scoreboard reads about 17 minutes till tip. Dayton Christian arriving late, very bad weather, and a few accidents along the way. We experienced some of that en route ourselves. Cincinnati College Prep down on the floor, shooting around to the right. Dayton Christian to the left. Dayton Christian, by the way, located on Washington Church Road in Miamisburg. It offers a high school curriculum primarily focused in college readiness and career exploration. And it presents a combination of advanced learning courses and signature industrial arts programs that prepare students for a post-secondary journey at either a university or in a trade. Head coach is Chip James, his second stint here at Dayton Christian, having been hired back at the beginning of this campaign. Coach prior to this year, from 2008 to 11, led Dayton Christian, which was then a D3 program, to a 22-5 record and a state Final Four finish. That was in 2009. Coach James was named Ohio District 15 Coach of the Year. And Dayton Christian was unranked and knocked off state-ranked number 2 Miami East in a regional final, the Elite Eight, before falling in the Final Four to Defiance Tenora by a score of 43-39. Dayton Christian here tonight features a third-team All-Southwest Ohio player in Seth Edgerton, 6'2" senior, 11 points a game. He needs a big night for Dayton Christian. Cincinnati College Prep is a public charter school located on Lynn Street in Cincinnati. It's got about 950 students in grades K through 12 with a student-teacher ratio of 24-1. Head man of the basketball program at College Prep is Reggie Revels in year number 3. He's been at Forest Park, Schroeder, and Deer Park. And in fact, in 2018, he was an assistant coach to Steve Gentry when Deer Park went 29-0. The Wildcats won the Division III state championship that season. And Cincinnati College Prep will feature Devontae Booker, 17-point scorer, first team All Southwest Ohio, named just today. So we've got some fine standout performers in this game here tonight. A couple of very good head coaches. Again, Cincinnati College Prep, according to most media folks, a slight favorite, should be pretty even, Steven. Dayton Christian may try to control the pace. Cincinnati College Prep wants to push it. I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding here at Ross. We've got high school basketball in about 15 minutes. Cincinnati College Prep, Dayton Christian, the winner, takes on Rushi this coming Saturday at the UD Arena at 8 in a district championship game. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting Experts. experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Up a few minutes ago before the last break, I alluded to the all Southwest Ohio Division IV club, and I noted that Devontae Booker of Cincinnati College Prep is a first team member announced today. Seth Edgerton of Dayton Christian, a third team member. I'd also like to note that Colin Dosek of Botkins, first team, all Southwest Ohio. Braden Monin of Rushi, first team. Hayden Quinter of Rushi, also first team. Of course, Hayden was the Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year. By the way, Spencer Cordonier, head coach of the Rushi Raiders, has arrived. He is doing a little scouting. The winner of this game here tonight between Cincinnati College Prep and Dayton Christian plays Rushi this coming Saturday night at 8 at the UD Arena in a district championship game. Second team, Division IV, all Southwest Ohio. Donovan O'Leary of Lehman Catholic is included in that list of several. Reed Platfoot of Jackson Center. Benjamin York of Rushi is on the third team. Player of the Year, Parker Penrod. Troy Christian, Coach of the Year, Southwest District Division IV, Ray Zawadzki of Troy Christian. Tentative starting lineups for this game here tonight for Cincinnati College Prep, wearing the home white. Kendall Anthony, forward, 6'4 junior, 9 points a game. Hanson Thomas, guard, 6'1 senior, 11 a game. Devontae Booker, about whom we've spoken already, 6' senior, 17 a contest. Jameer Davis, 19 points a game, a 6'2 forward. And Rico Johnson, 6' senior, 8 points per contest. Tentative starters for Dayton Christian. It's a young bunch. It's overachieved this year. It's coming on strong late in the season under the leadership of head coach Chip James. Chip will begin with Reed Collins, sophomore, 5'7", on the perimeter, 12 points per outing. Matthew Dabbelt, 6'3", junior, 7 points a game, opens up in the starting five. Caden Shepard, 6'2", sophomore, 11 per outing. Seth Edgerton, 6'2", senior, 11 per game. And Rylan Slavens, a freshman, 5'9" tall, averaging 9 a game. Both teams with pretty balanced scoring throughout the starting fives. Those are tentative starters. We'll return with more from here at Ross in a few minutes. It's Cincinnati College Prep, Dayton Christian, sectional final or district semifinal, whichever you refer to, here at Ross tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Dayton Christian stayed on the floor shooting around for a lengthier period before heading back to the locker room, having arrived late here this evening for this game at Ross. A lot of traffic problems, the water over the road, so on and so forth. Dayton Christian has just returned back out to the hardwood. Cincinnati College Prep has been going through some jump shooting and layup drills for the last 2 or 3 minutes. Cincinnati College Prep, as we noted, is led by Deontay Booker, 6 foot senior, 17 a game. Jameer Davis right behind him, a 6 foot two junior forward, actually averages 2 points per game better than Deontay. Those two young men, Booker and Davis, first team all Cincinnati Metro. How about that? Dayton Christian has got 3 double-digit scores in Seth Edgerton, Reed Collins, and Caden Shepard. They need to produce here in this game. Dayton Christian, 2 softs and a freshman in the opening 5. The more experienced club is Cincinnati College Prep for sure. Dayton Christian competed, as we noted, in the Metro Buckeye, finished 3rd behind Legacy Christian and Miami Valley School. Very good season for Dayton Christian in that This club defeated both Emmanuel Christian and Legacy Christian, along with the Miami Valley School, en route to an 11-win season. Cincinnati College prep, as we mentioned, has lost just six on the entire year, and two of those were to Division III Gamble Montessori. No shame in that. One against Division I Cincinnati Hughes, and as we mentioned several minutes ago, both clubs suffered a setback to Shelby County Athletic League teams. Cincinnati College Prep lost to Jackson Center, and Dayton Christian was beaten by Fort Loramie. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. Dayton Christian needs to control the pace, not allow Cincinnati College Prep to dictate up-tempo action. And Dayton Christian needs a real good game from Seth Edgerton, the senior. Cincy College Prep wants to get out and go with the likes of Booker leading the way along with his running mate, Davis. Those are the keys to this game. Big building components for both clubs. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. Francis Schulze, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Starting lineups, opening tip upcoming. Dayton Christian, Cincinnati College Prep on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Starting lineups being introduced by the public address announcer here at Ross High School before the start of this district semifinal clash in boys division four between Dayton Christian and Cincinnati College Prep. Opening five for Dayton Christian has just entered the floor. Seth Edgerton, 6'2 senior, begins at a forward. He's in the opening five, as expected, 11 points a game. He's joined by Caden Shepard, 6'2 sophomore, 11 a game. Matthew Dabble, 6'3 junior, 7 per outing. Reed Collins, sophomore guard, 5'7, 12 per outing. Ryan Slavens, freshman, 5'9, 9 points a game on the perimeter. A freshman, two sophomores in the opening five for Dayton Christian. Starting five for Cincinnati College Prep, Kendall Anthony, 6'4" forward, 9 points a game. Hanson Thomas, 6'1" guard, 11 per outing. First team All-Southwest Ohio, Deontay Booker, 6 foot senior, 17 per game. Jameer Davis, 6'2 junior, 19 per contest. Rico Johnson, 6 foot senior, out front, 8 points per outing on the year. Dayton Christian, moving from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination for this audio play-by-play here tonight. Cincinnati College Prep from left to right. Dayton Christian in the road, purple, gold, and white trim. Cincinnati College Prep has got white jerseys, top, bottom, dark navy blue numbers, navy blue piping along the sides of the shorts, and Cincinnati College Prep gets the opening tip. Here's a long three from the left flank right away. Good from downtown. Chucking one in, Jameer Davis, 6'2" junior, wasn't guarded very closely. He notches a three-pointer. And College Prep takes a 3-0 lead. Here's a telegraph pass by Collins at midcourt by Dayton Christian. Stolen, intercepted, charging down the floor. Rico Johnson goes in for a layup, and he charges. Offensive foul. Good call by the referee. 3-0, College Prep in the lead. We play 30 seconds here at the start. Beautifully adorned gymnasium here at Ross with a lot of maroon / purple and gold colors for the Ross Rams. And we are perched at midcourt in a nice little booth.
Great view.
Oh, yeah.
Very great view.
About 20 feet above the hardwood down below. Similar to the setting at Anna High School where we are parked in the band room above the bleachers on one side of the floor. And much like that, here's a travel call at midcourt. Good pressure by College Prep, and Dayton Christian turns it over. I'm right on the 49-yard line to the Dayton Christian side of the 50. College Prep leads 3-0. We played a minute here in the opening quarter. Dayton Christian appears to be in a zone defense at the moment. Outside the arc on the left, it's Rico Johnson. Straight away, gives it up to Dante Booker. Booker knifes into the lane, nearly walked. Gave it up on the wing to Rico Johnson. He comes back out and resets. 6.5 to go, first quarter. Head coach Spencer Perdonier of Rushi is here. He's in the top row down to our right, getting a good look at these two teams. The winner plays Rushi this coming Saturday at 8 at the UD Arena in a district title game. Baseline jump shot to Jameer Davis, blocked out of bounds. Good defensive play by Dabbled of Dayton Christian. Ball thrown inbounds by College Prep into the corner to Johnson. Gives it up on top to Davis. Zone defense by Dayton Christian. Head of the key, Booker. Booker slants into the lane, gives it up, gets it back on the arc to the three-point shooter, then to Davis in the deep left corner. Look out, look out, 2 in a row. Woo! 6-0 in favor of Cincinnati College Prep. Dayton Christian had better guard that guy. Davis with 2 threes. Here is Dayton Christian to midcourt. The press on to Cincy College Prep. The double team, the steal. Here's Davis racing down the floor, cutting in from the left wing, fouled at the iron. Trying to make a hard driving layup. Dayton Christian fended him off, but 2 free throws coming. Star of this game so far for Cincy College Prep is not the first team All Southwest Ohio player, Booker. It's Davis, who's got 2 3-pointers. And now a made free throw, 7-0. Dayton Christian down early. We played 2 minutes, 13 seconds, opening quarter. As I mentioned a few times already, these two clubs went north during the season and played a Shelby County Athletic League team on their schedule. Fort Laramie defeated Dayton Christian by 19. Jackson Center knocked off Cincinnati College Prep by 11. Both free throws good. Here's Dayton Christian hustling down the floor, beating pressure, driving layup by Collins. No good. He missed it. The board by Cincinnati College Prep. Here is Davis. He takes it 75 feet all the way to the rack. Shot no good. Rebound by Cincinnati College Prep. Then thrown out of bounds in the corner, deflected by Christian. 5:24 to go. First quarter, 8-0 College Prep. Dayton Christian must get on track quickly. Coach James gets a timeout on scorersbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
After the timeout, Jameer Davis finally missed one for College Prep, and then Caden Shepard got the rebound, and he motored 60 feet to the basket and scored Dayton Christian's first 2 points. Nice fielder by Shepard as he ran away from everybody. 8-2, College Prep, first bucket of this game for Dayton Christian, which trails by 6, 4:40 left opening quarter. It is a zone defense by Dayton Christian. Looks like a 2-1-2. Top of the circle, Booker. Left wing to Davis. Straight away, Booker goes to the foul line. Penetrates a little bit. Right wing to Jameer Davis. His jump shot is up. It's on the rim. It's no good. Rebound of a Dayton Christian. And the rebounders jerked to the floor. Foul against College Prep. 4:26 to go in the first quarter. College Prep in the lead, 8-2. Four players in backcourt. Pressure being applied. Here comes Dayton Christian over the timeline. Reed Collins sprints into the lane. Dishes off right wing to Dabble. Dabble shakes free. Baseline drive. Good.
Cut the lead in half.
8-4 in favor of Cincinnati College Prep. You're right, Derek. It was an 8-2 lead in favor of College Prep. 8-4 margin now. Dayton Christian scored the last 4 points. Here's a foul line. Jay left open. Booker, bingo. He's got it. He found a hole in the zone and hit the jumper. 10-4 in favor of Cincinnati College Prep. Here's Collins on the go. Down the lane for Dayton Christian. A little looper in front. Short, no good. Rebound of a College Prep. Long heave down the floor. Layup is in. Leaking out was Tampas. Or I should say Hanson Thomas at the other end. He took the long 70-foot throw after the miss by Collins of Dayton Christian. And it's 12-4 College Prep. Here's Collins outside the circle on the left, sandwiched by two players, and has his arm yanked on. It's a common foul. 12-4 in favor of Cincinnati College Prep with 3:22 to go here in the first quarter. Dayton Christian inbounding. It is fired in on the play by Norman Jeffries, who's checked in off the bench. Hits Dabble in the right corner. Nobody picks him up, and he barges to the rim and banks it down. A couple of hoops in a row by Dabble of Dayton Christian, 12-6 College Prep, 3:05 to go, first quarter. Soft spot in the zone straight away. It is Booker, doesn't elect to shoot. Dishes off into the right corner to teammate Hanson Thomas. He arches up a three. It hits the iron and goes way up in the air over the backboard out of bounds. Dayton Christian will bring it down against token pressure, trailing 12-6 with 2:58 to go in the first. Dayton Christian trying to weather the storm from College Prep, which tallied the first 8 in this game. Collins dribbles to midcourt. Herky-jerky maneuver. Fakes left, goes right. Being guarded by Anthony, 35 feet away. Collins gives it up, gets it back in the lane. He's got two white jerseys on his back. Shots deflected. Here comes College Prep the other way. Booker deals down inside. And the ball's thrown in the arc to Davis. Straight away, long left-handed three is in. Hanson Thomas from downtown. College Prep's got some shooters. They'll all hoist it up from trifecta territory. 15-6 in favor of College Prep. Dayton Christian, far right wing is Collins. Now Dabble outside the arc on the right. Down to 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Shot fake. Little cut down the middle of the lane, receiving the ball, Dabble, and he hits it right in front. He's got three fielders for Dayton Christian. 15-8, College Prep, 1:52 to go in the first quarter. Straight away with the ball, Booker, outside the arc on the right to Thomas. Zone defense from Dayton Christian has been somewhat ineffective so far. It still does appear to be a zone. And Cincinnati College Prep is going to hold it at center court. Dayton Christian sags back into what appears to be a 2-1-2. And Dayton Christian not coming out to guard. College Prep milking the clock. Up 15-8 with 1:16 to go here in the first period. Winner of this game advances on to a district title Saturday at 8 at Beauty Arena against the Rushi Raiders. Head coach Spencer Bernanier is here down to her right in the top row, taking copious notes of these two clubs here tonight. 55 seconds to go, opening stanza. College Prep holds it at midcourt in the person of Deontay Booker. He gives it up to Thomas. Ball heaved cross court to Rico Johnson. 43 seconds to go. 15-8. College Prep opening period. Now here's Booker. Near side Thomas. He's coming off a made three. Thomas gives it up, gets it back. Here's a telegraph pass cross court. It is nearly picked off by Dayton Christian, but a foul is committed by Edgerton, who climbed the ladder going for that somewhat errant throw and banged into a College Prep player. It is Common. 31 seconds to go here in the first. No shot, of course. Team foul situation. Three on College Prep, two on Dayton Christian here in the first period. 31 seconds to go in the quarter. 15-8 in favor of College Prep, which will continue to hold it. Dayton Christian comes out, guards a little more closely. Here is Johnson down the right side to Thomas, still 35, 40 feet away from the basket with 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Booker gives it up to Thomas. Thomas air mails it cross court to Johnson. Down near midcourt to Booker with eight, with seven. Booker wants to go down the right side to Thomas. He spots up, unloads the three, way short, rebound dabbled, and he gets away a 70-footer over the backboard. No good. First quarter comes to a close. Cincy College Prep jumped on Dayton Christian 8-0 and leads 15-8 at the end of one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
First quarter scoring for Cincinnati College Prep. Leading scorer so far, Hanson Thomas. He's got five. Jameer Davis has eight. He scored the first eight. And Deontay Booker has two. And how about Dabble for Dayton Christian? He just took the ball to start the second quarter, bolted into the lane, and banked it in from 10 feet to make it 15-10. 8 points for Dabble so far for Dayton Christian. And also in this game, Shepard's got two. Here's a bad pass by Cincy College Prep, intercepted on the play. It is Dabble who picked it quickly down the floor into the corner to Brady Girdwood, who's in, a 5'10 sophomore. Out back to Dabble, shot fake. Gives it off on the play to a teammate who's Seth Edgerton. He's open from 12. It is off the flange. No rebound, Cincy College Prep. I may have misnumbered a player for Dayton Christian. I don't think Girdwood was in. Cincy College Prep got the board, leading by five. Ball dumped right flank to Davis. 15-10, College Prep. Minute and a half played, second quarter. Baseline right, Davis around one player or another. Behind the backboard. Awkward shot, way off. Rebound, Dayton Christian. Good defense there. Dayton Christian in midcourt. Down the right side goes Slavens. Slavens, a freshman. Certainly doesn't look like a ninth grader. Ball pitched on the arc to Dabble. Great start to the game for him with eight. Here's a long left-handed three from the right corner. It is Shepherd. It's heavy, strong, weak side rebound on the air ball by College Prep, which is up five. 2 minutes played here in the second quarter. 15-10. College Prep in the lead. Hanson Thomas gives it up on the arc to Booker, who's been limited to one field goal. Others have done damage, namely Davis. Here's a pass down in the post. Low block left. Turnaround six-footer good, and a foul. Avia Norman, 5'7", sophomore, went in low. Peeled off a screen. Caught it behind the Dayton Christian defense. Shepherd hacked him. Shot went through. 17-10, College Prep. 5:45 to go in the second. Free throw coming here for Avia Norman for College Prep. Offset stance at the free throw line. High-arching foul shot is no good. Hit the rim, backboard, ricocheted away. Here comes Shepherd down the floor for Dayton Christian. Nobody guards him. All the way to the rack. Oh, he blew it. Tough break. Rebound, College Prep. Here's the ball fumbled at the timeline, but Thomas picks it up. Nice feed down low on the left to Norman. Nobody guards him again, and he scores two more. 19-10 in favor of College Prep. 5:20 left in the second quarter. Here is Collins down the floor for Dayton Christian. Collins, a 5'7 sophomore, picked up by Booker on the arc. Here's Dabble in the right corner, trying to find Shepherd. Shepherd slides down the right side of the lane in traffic. Shot high in the air off the side of the backboard. It was a poor attempt. Rebound, College Prep. 19-10. Dayton Christian down nine. Straight away, Jameer Davis cuts to the foul line. Doesn't shoot. Ball thrown cross court. Pitch back on top to Davis. Left wing is Hanson Thomas. A long one, 26-footer. Caromed off the iron. Rebound, Dayton Christian. Thrown to midcourt to Dabble. Hand off to Collins. He's at the timeline. Dayton Christian down nine. 4:27 left in the second. Down the right side of the floor comes Dayton Christian. Straight away, Dabble. Out of Collins, who spots up and shoots the three.
Wow.
Bullseye. He's got it. What a shot. What a shot for Reed Collins. 5'7", sophomore. He nailed it. Big hoop by him. 19-13. Here's Davis in the forecourt for Cincy College Prep. Loops it to Booker. Baseline right to Davis. Broken up and knocked out by Dayton Christian. Big field goal by Dayton Christian's Reed Collins, 5'7", sophomore. That was a must make. Cincy College Prep had gone up nine. 6-point game, 4 minutes to go in the second. College Prep lobs below the rim right in front to Norman, and he passed up a good look from about 6 feet and dribbled on out to the top of the key. Down the right side to Booker. 3:48 to go, second quarter. Dribbling near side is a substitute in, Marquis Ladden, a 6'2 junior. Open player, right wing Booker. He goes knifing into the lane, and two men jump at him. He makes a late dish to Norman, and he's got his third layup. Three bunnies down low on the left. 6 points for him off the bench, 21-13, College Prep. Here's Collins again, 25-footer, Dayton Christian. It is off the heel. Ball skies into the air. College Prep gets it in the right corner. Davis walks it to the timeline. 3:13 left in the second. 21-13, College Prep in the lead, and College Prep brings it to midcourt and holds the basketball. Dayton Christian in a man-to-man. Here's a pass far side of the floor. It's a bad one by College Prep. Intercepted by Dayton Christian, and a foul occurs. Davis picks it up in his anxiety to get the ball back after the Dayton Christian steal. Foul was committed. Dayton Christian to throw in. Edgerton, far side of the floor, will trigger. 2:58 left here in the second. Public address pronounced it Edgerton. I thought it might be Edgerton because of the late arrival for Dayton Christian. Didn't get a chance to talk to Chip James. Emailed with him two or three times this week. Big possession here for Dayton Christian. Down 8, 2:46 to go, second quarter. Collins at midcourt. They spread the floor a little bit. Cutting to the rim, Edgerton. He catches at the foul line. Gives it up. Oh, wide open player coming off a screen underneath. It is Isaac Scanlon in off the bench, 5'10 senior. Woo, tremendous execution by Dayton Christian, which got the layup out of the half-court offense. Good set. 21-15, College Prep. 2:18 to go, second quarter. College Prep flips it back and forth at midcourt. It is Ladin. Ladin to Booker. Back to Ladin. 40 feet away from the rim. Cincy College Prep playing keep away. Dayton Christian down to 6. Dribble drive, Ladin down the lane. Oh, a late dish to guess who? Norman again, another layup. He's got 4 of them, all cripples, short shots inside. He has not been guarded well by Dayton Christian. 8-point game. Penetration by College Prep set that last goal up. 1:40 to go, second quarter play. On top, straightaway Scanlon doesn't shoot. High right, Dayton Christian, 3-point shooter, Slavens, Ryan Slavens, 5'9", Frosch. Boy, he unloaded one from 27 feet, longest shot of the game, and it went perfect. 23-18, Dayton Christian within 5. 1:16 to go, second quarter. Here's the ball thrown over and back by College Prep, which doesn't go after it. College Prep doesn't go after it, but Dayton Christian does. It's Girdwood who chased it down. What a heads-up play by him. He zipped after it in backcourt, gobbled it up and scored. College Prep went to sleep, 23-20. College Prep hustling down the lane, driving left-handed shot by Booker is in. Booker steals. Layup good. Norman got it, 10 points for him. A quick 4 for College Prep. Timeout, Dayton Christian, 39.2 to go, second quarter. Dayton Christian had cut it to 3 on a sloppy play by College Prep. Heads-up play by Girdwood of Dayton Christian. Then 2 quick goals by College Prep, which is up 7 late in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
So a big 3-point basket by Slavens of Dayton Christian. Then a breakaway goal by Dayton Christian after Cincinnati College Prep didn't go after a ball that rolled over and back. They needed to touch it. Instead, Dayton Christian hustled, got it, and scored. But then Cincy College Prep answered with a quick hoop and a steal on the inbounds pass. And another fielder, 27-20 College Prep, final 24 seconds of the second quarter of this game. Collins out high to Scanlon. Back to Collins, the point guard, retreats to midcourt at the Rams logo here at Ross High School. On the right flank to Scanlon. Straight away, Edgerton. Down to 6, 5, 4, dribble drive, dabbled, fadeaway shot, right corner behind the arc, good! Oh my goodness! What an unorthodox maneuver! Well done on the play. Whew. What a shot thrown in from distance I believe that was Dabbled. It might have been Edgerton. I'm not sure. We'll check the official score in just a few minutes. Nonetheless, a big three by Dayton Christian to trim this College Prep advantage to 4 points, 27-23 at the end of the first half of this game. Cincy College Prep at one point had an 8-point advantage, might have been up 9 very briefly. Jumped out 8-0 to start the game. Dayton Christian hanging around, down before 27-23. The winner tonight advances on to a district championship next Saturday at the UD Arena at 8 against the Rushi Raiders. We'll return with halftime in a few minutes. 27-23 College Prep in the lead over Dayton Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
It is halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. ScoresBroadcast.com. Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. That scores your radio on your phone for high school sports. Halftime here at Ross High School, 27-23. Cincinnati College Prep in the lead by 4 over the Dayton Christian Club. That last three-pointer was Edgerton's first field goal of this game as he hoisted one in, a deep three right in front of the College Prep bench as the clock was winding down. How about a fine first half by Dayton Christian's Dabble? He had 8 points in that first two-quarter stretch. Reed Collins, a big three. As I mentioned, the three by Edgerton. For Cincinnati College Prep, off the bench, Norman has got 10. Jameer Davis, 8 points. He tallied the first 8 of this game when College Prep zoomed out to an 8-0 advantage. Dayton Christian has fought back and is within 4 here at the halftime break. Intermission being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which builds hotels for the hospitality industry. Schnipple, building excellence, and by J&J Brodigan in Sydney. J&J is your preferred underground plumbing specialist. 4-point lead, College Prep over Dayton Christian at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
This is Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding. Chuck McBee has the night off. We are at Ross High School, south of Hamilton. Halftime, College Prep 27, Dayton Christian 23. The winner plays Rushi this coming Saturday night at 8 at the UD Arena in a district title game. This contest here at Ross tonight is one of two. The second game we will not broadcast. It features Miami Valley Christian against Lockland, the 2 seed against the 6. And the team that comes out on top will play Troy Christian in a district championship game at UD Arena, 6 p.m. this coming Saturday. Jackson Center and Lehman are already set for game one at 4 at the UD Arena this Saturday. We'll return with the start of our third quarter. Close encounter. 4-point lead, College Prep over Dayton Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust
and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's Allenbaugh. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Yep, here we go. We start the third quarter. Cincy College Prep in possession, up 4, 27-23. Dayton Christian's done a pretty good job on Booker. 17 points a game. All Southwest Ohio, first team, Division 4. Dayton Christian's held him to 4 points, but Norman off the bench has 11. Meanwhile, Edgerton for Dayton Christian. First team Metro Buckeye Conference performer has been limited to one field goal, that big three at the end of the first half. Here's College Prep lighting it up from long distance. It's good. Three-pointer drained from downtown by Jameer Davis. He scored the first 8 to start the game for College Prep, and he pours in a trifecta to kick off scoring here in the third quarter to give College Prep the 7-point lead back at 30-23. Dayton Christian allowed Norman to score 11 off the bench, and all but two were in that second period of play. Ball inbounded by Dayton Christian's Collins. Collins throws into the corner to a teammate, Shepherd. His pass is picked off. College Prep has got it. Four court to our left. Dayton Christian defense. It's a zone. 2-1-2 look. Out near midcourt, handling the basketball is Booker. Loops it far side to a teammate. Skip pass, cross court to Johnson. Into the top of the circle, Booker at the elbow on the right, doesn't shoot. Gives it up, screens for a teammate. Ball rifled left corner to Davis. Davis hits an elbow bank shot. 14-footer, but Davis. 9-point advantage, biggest of this game for College Prep. 32-23. 2 minutes gone here in the third. Collins to midcourt for Dayton Christian. Dribbling some more. Right corner, Edgerton. Fall away three. Little heavy. Rebound pinballed. Picked back up on the play by Dayton Christian. Shepherd in the lane. Fires to a teammate, Dabble. He's held in the corner. Common foul. 5:47 left. Third quarter. 32-23. College Prep in the lead by 9. Dayton Christian needs to answer and stay in touch with its opponent. Collins inbounding below the rim. Finds a man underneath the basket. Dabble, four-footer. It is bouncing. It's in. And a foul committed by College Prep. Shot is good. Well done play below the basket by Dayton Christian. Head coach Chip James. They got it done to make it 32-25, 5:45 to go in the third. Head coach Reggie Rebels crossed the way for College Prep, offering instruction to one of his team's members, Rico Johnson. And, oops, I think a technical has been assessed against College Prep. Everybody's at midcourt at the free throw line is dabbled for Dayton Christian. 7-point game, foul shot, dead center. 6-point game, 32-26. And now dabbled will shoot the tech. Apparently someone could very well have been Johnson for College Prep, said something to the referee that may have been why Rebels, head coach for College Prep, was talking in a demonstrative fashion with Johnson. Here is the first Tech free throw hanging on the rim, coming off. No good. It's Still 32-26. Dabbled shot. Again, it's short. He missed a pair. Tough break. Dayton Christian. Opportunity to whittle that deficit down to four at 32-28. But only one of three at the stripe for Dabbled. Inbounding the basketball is Dayton Christian. It's thrown by Edgerton in backcourt to Collins. Collins sprints up the rear side. He's checked tightly at midcourt by Anthony. Goes baseline to a teammate. Then the ball flipped on the arc to Shepherd. He lets it fly from three. Bullseye! He's got it for downtown. Caden Shepherd drilled it. And that 9-point lead for Cincy College Prep is suddenly three. 32-29. Six in a row for Dayton Christian. With the ball, Jameer Davis in the half court. Throws baseline left to Booker. Booker goes behind the backboard on a drive. Defensive foul blocking against Dayton Christian. It's Common. 5:09 to go in the third. 3-point lead, College Prep. 32-29. It was 32-23 with 6 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass is a sloppy one, and it's picked off, intercepted, taken away by Slavens of Dayton Christian. Out ahead to teammate Edgerton on the arc. It is Collins, retreats to midcourt. Coming out to catch in the right wing is Slavens. Here's a step back triple off to the right. Rebound, College Prep. College Prep to midcourt. Dayton Christian falls back into its zone defense. It's a 2-1-2 look. Been a little bit of man, but not much in this game for Dayton Christian, which is down three, 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Holding the ball near midcourt, it's Hanson Thomas. Fires left wing to Davis. He's right on the three-point arc. He triggers. It's off the iron. Weak side rebound. Jerked down by Shepherd of Dayton Christian. Outlet to Collins. He's in the half court. Veers to the left. 4:11 to go, third quarter. College Prep up three. High right with the ball. It's fed to Slavens. Here's Collins. Swings it middle of four to Dabble. He carves out space down the lane. A little running banker on the iron. No. Rebound, College Prep. Good defense at the rim by the team attired in white. Shot almost fell in, didn't. 3:45 to go, third quarter, 3-point lead, College Prep. Ball thrown to the man in the post, who is Anthony, out on the arc. It's dealt to Booker. Cincy College Prep in no hurry, up three, zone defense, Dayton Christian. Down the right side, Jameer Davis out near midcourt to Booker. Booker swings around to defender Slavens, who hooks him. Common foul. Two on Dayton Christian, three on College Prep here in the third quarter. 32-29 in favor of College Prep, the three. Cincy College Prep has led the whole way by as many as nine. On a couple of occasions, by eight a few times. Here's a poor dribble ball lost in the right corner of a College Prep. And it's snatched by Shepherd of Dayton Christian. Gives it up down the floor to Girdwood. She's got a big fielder in this game. 5'10 sophomore off the bench. High left to Dabble. Straight away Edgerton for three. It is online but hard. Long rebound to Collins for three. It's online but strong. Rebound volleyballed around and College Prep gathers it. Quickly down the floor, left flank. It goes to Thomas, to Booker, into the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk. No, the referee picked up on it. Well done for the man in stripes. Basket was made, but wipe it off the board. 32-29, 2:44 to go, third quarter. College Prep up three. Neither team scored in 2 minutes. Dayton Christian in backcourt. Ball slapped out of bounds by Booker of College Prep. 3-point game. It will be inbounded far into the floor. 10 players in backcourt. Heat being applied to College Prep. Edgerton trying to shake free for Dayton Christian. Ball thrown up the left side to Girdwood. Girdwood ahead to Collins. Collins on the right flank to a teammate. 7-foot banker by Shepherd. Too hard, but he's deft. Knocked to the floor. Pressure in backcourt by College Prep was whipped, but Dayton Christian which hustled into the forecourt. Got a short shot off under duress. Foul called. Two free throws. Shepherd, Dayton Christian missed a couple of foul shots 3 minutes ago. Chance here to cut it to one. 2:36 remaining third quarter. Pair of charity toss throws by Shepherd. The first one, yes, he's got it. 32-30. College Prep has seen Dayton Christian over the last nearly 4 minutes outscore Prep 8-0. Or I should say 7-0. This foul shot here would make it an 8-0 run. And there it is. It's good. But Shepherd, it was 32-23 College Prep. Now it's 32-31. A string of eight unanswered, but Dayton Christian. 2:26 to go here in the third quarter. 1-2-3 passes down low, but College Prep. Shot missed on the inside by Anthony. Loose ball rebound. It's gobbled up by Thomas, and he makes it in. A runner driving toward the goal. 34-31 in favor of College Prep. Here's a long three, but Dayton Christian way overshot. No good. It was errant. Girdwood let it fly, didn't connect with the iron. Empty possession for Dayton Christian. That was a quick attempt. A minute 53 to go, third quarter. Cincy College Prep up three after Dayton Christian had trimmed it to one. Here is Thomas between the circles, head of the key, lets it fly. Long left-hand jumper. Yes, he's got it. Nobody guarded him. He was at the top of the zone. No one converged. And five quick points by College Prep, which is up six. Here's a baseline drive by Shepherd. He lays it up too hard. No good. Rebound College Prep. Long throw down the floor on the dead run. Booker, he leaked out and scored. 7-0 streak, but College Prep. Timeout, Dayton Christian. 1:20 left in the third. 39-31 College Prep. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
It has been a game of runs here in the third quarter. College Prep is on one at the moment, in the lead by 8, 39-31. Edgerton fadeaway three ball, deep right corner, Dayton Christian, too strong, no good. Rebound to Collins, he is flat and knocked down. Loose ball picked up by College Prep, a run out the other way. We've got a lot of contact below the rim. I think a technical has been whistled against Dayton Christian. That's two techs in this game, one on each team. The sequence was as follows. After the timeout, Edgerton hurled up a long three. It glanced off the iron. Ball went to the top of the circle. Collins appeared to have the loose ball rebound for Dayton Christian. And he was bumped, spun around, ball shaken free. It was loose. College Prep took off with it the other way. Dayton Christian with a real hard foul from the backside below the rim. 39-31 still the score. And the officials sort it out with 52 seconds to go here in the third quarter in College Prep on top by 8. Gives us a chance to let you know all about Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance, south of Anna, north of Sydney on 25A, has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker, one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Couple of free throws coming here for Cincinnati College Prep in the person of Jalen Griffin, 6'2 junior off the bench, listening to the public address very carefully. Offsetting technical fouls have been deemed. We'll see how those play out. 52.5 to go here in the third. College Prep a chance to expand the lead to 10, the biggest of this game. It's 39-31. Griffin at the free throw line for College Prep. He's got a pair. Hey, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center? Yep, that's correct. Century brand hand tools, 15% off. Made in America, lifetime warranty. Can't beat that. And beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Everything 15% off at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Like him on Facebook, tell Darren Yinks you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center, where we make buying hardware easy. Well, we've had a missed free throw, then another miss by College Prep, on which there appear to be multiple lane violations, and the officials are in conference once again. And the ball is given to Dayton Christian. That's the end result. College Prep missed a chance to go up by 10. It's 8-39-31. 52.5 to go here in the third quarter. 10 players in backcourt. Dayton Christian will enter. It goes to Collins. He is at the volleyball line in the rear of midcourt. He zips up the left side, circles straight away, gets a screen on the play from teammate Dabble. Ball thrown, top of the circle to Slavin. Slavin's on the bounce, a little careless, lost it, got it back. Fed it to Dabble with 26 to go. Now to Edgerton, who's got one field goal in this game. That's a big factor. Dribble drive into the lane, Dabble. Awkward maneuver, back to the hoop, almost shot it, didn't. Gave it up to Slavins. Slavins to Collins at midcourt. Coach James motioning. 8 seconds to go in the period. Coming out to catch, high left is Dabble. Straight away to Slavins with two. Out of Collins. Collins sets, shoots, 25-footer. Short, no good, he fell down. But there was no contact on the play. Third quarter concludes. Cincy College Prep 39, Dayton Christian 31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Yep, the third quarter was a game of scoring streaks with the contest at 32-23 College Prep and 6 minutes to go in the third. Dayton Christian answered with eight to cut it to 32-31. And then College Prep closed out the third quarter with seven in a row of its own. 8-point contest, 39-31. Here's College Prep working the ball, free and easy. Into the lane to Norman. Turnaround one-hander, yes. Well done. Easy does it. 41-31, College Prep. Biggest spread in this game. Collins for Dayton Christian down the left side. Takes right, goes left. Dribble drive into the lane. Dropped the ball off his knee. It's rolling out of bounds. Turnover, Dayton Christian. 41-31, College Prep. Rico Johnson, on whom a technical was charged earlier, is back on the floor. There have been three technicals in this game. The last two offset each other. They're late in that third period. College Prep with a minute gone here in the fourth spreads the floor at midcourt. It's Deontay Booker. Booker to Norman. Left flank to the driver, Thomas. All the way to the cup. In and out. No good, but a foul on Dayton Christian. Two free throws coming for College Prep. 6:56 left in the fourth. It's a 10-point game. At the stripe is Hanson Thomas. He's got 10 for College Prep. 13-point game turned in by Davis, and Norman's got a dozen off the bench. Left-handed free throw, good, but Thomas. 42-31, College Prep with a double-digit lead, 11. That is the biggest gap of this game. As College Prep tries to pull away here in the final 8 minutes. Second foul shot, perfect. 43-31, College Prep. Dayton Christian against a full court press. Up the right side, Slavens. Slavens to Edgerton. Loops it into the right corner. It is handled by Dabble. Dabble to Slavens, 25 feet away. Slavens baseline right. Pulls up. Jumper short. Rebound came right back to him. Good on the 8-foot follow. Slavens connects. Time out. Dayton Christian, 6:49 left. 10-point game, College Prep on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Here is College Prep after the Dayton Christian timeout, dribbling to midcourt, pressure being applied. Prep gets out of trouble, far right side of the floor, Davis, two men on him, stolen by Dayton Christian. Bounce pass to Dabble, right wing Collins, fakes the three, drives to the rack, up under, no good, shot was altered, couldn't get it to fall. Rebound, College Prep, foul Dayton Christian, missed opportunity right there, Dayton Christian. Shot wasn't blocked, but it was certainly hindered. Collins had to adjust. Missed it. 43-33. Cincy College Prep with 10. 6:13 to go here in the fourth. The biggest lead was with 7 to go here in the quarter at 43-31-12. And with 2:10 left to go in that third period, Dayton Christian had closed to within 1. At 32-31, so 11 of the last 13 have been tallied by College Prep. Up ahead is Booker. Booker is hemmed in at side court, then heaves a long pass across the floor, out of bounds. Dayton Christian possession. Both teams with 15 turnovers so far in this contest. Here's Deacon Christian down the left side, and they turn it over. Ball popped in the air by Booker, taken by Davis. A turnover each way. College Prep has the ball, dribbling some more. Booker hooked at the top of the key. Team foul two on Dayton Christian, 43-33 the score. 5:49 to go here in the game. The winner of this contest advances on to a district title affair against Rushi this Saturday at 8 at the UD Arena. We'll cover that for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Foul at midcourt. Dayton Christian picks up the personal, hoping to force Cincy College Prep to go to the line and start shooting free throws with several minutes left in the fourth quarter. Four fouls on Dayton Christian here in the fourth. College Prep up 10. They throw it in again after the common personal. Next one will send College Prep to the line. Here's Thomas at midcourt. Near side pass goes to Booker. Booker high left, spins, doesn't shoot. Gives it up 30 feet away to Thomas. And over guarding, it's a foul against Dayton Christian. And Thomas will toe the stripe right here for College Prep. Two free throws coming. The deficit facing Dayton Christian, an even 10. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile, beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, additional stylist Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. One of two free throws made by College Prep, which takes a timeout. 44-33. College Prep leads, 5:24 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
This young Dayton Christian team was within 1 point, 32-31, with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. And here, Collins has just blistered his way down the lane for Dayton Christian all the way to the rim. And College Prep backed off, and it kind of buffaloed Collins. He missed the layup. College Prep got the rebound and was fouled and will shoot with a chance to push the advantage out to 13. Reed Collins, 5'7", sophomore for Dayton Christian, had a close-in shot. He expected much tighter defense than he got, and he kind of pulled the string on the short shot in tight, missed it. College Prep makes the first free throw. It's up and good by Norman, who's come in off the bench. What a game for him. He's got 13. 13 points for Norman, along now with 13 points in this game from Thomas. Second free throw good to make it 46-33. Here's a run out after the made free throw by Dayton Christian. Long heave down the floor to Girdwood. Driving shot is good. Assist by Collins. Quick hoop by Dayton Christian. 46-35 College Prep with 4:38 to go in the fourth. Top of the circle, Booker for College Prep. Little give and go down the lane. Ball zipped to Norman. He bobbled, lost it. It is recovered on the play by Dayton Christian. Heave up the floor by Collins. Collins to a teammate racing in from the left wing. Here's a fall away, fadeaway by Girdwood. Oh, it's in and out. Rebound, College Prep. Leaking out the other way. Thomas, lay up, yes. 48-35. College Prep pulling away, up 13. 4 minutes left here in the fourth. Midcourt, Collins on the bounce for Dayton Christian. Head coach Chip James up off the bench. Dayton Christian needs buckets and stops. Here's a driving shovel shot to the rim, but Dabelt missed it, but he was fouled en route. Will the ball be thrown in from below the rim? I think so. First team foul in College Prep here in the fourth. 3:53 to go, 48-35. College Prep, which has scored 16 of the last 20 points here over the last 6 minutes in this game. Ball inbounded, low on the left to Dabelt. Dabelt swivels in the paint, shovels it from his knees. Wild attempt, no good. Rebound, College Prep. Cincinnati College Prep in business now, up 13. They were the slight favorite coming in. And with 3:30 left, they flip it around on top. There's a pass at midcourt. It is broken up and stolen. Here's Dabelt down the floor. Reverse layup. Good. Heads up play. Matthew Dabelt, 6'3 junior. Fine performance by him for Dayton Christian. He's got 13, 48-37. The lead is 11 for College Prep, which tries to put it into the deep freeze. Five team fouls on Dayton Christian. Dribble drive. Booker down the lane, all the way to the rack, uncontested. The floor was spread. He knifed through and put it in. 50-37. 13-point lead, College Prep. 2:50 to go here in the fourth. Here's a long three ball. Edgerton, 27-footer, nearly out of bounds. Far side of the floor. It glanced off the iron and ricocheted toward a Dayton Christian cheerleader. It will be inbounded by College Prep. That is a key to this game. Edgerton for Dayton Christian. He is a first-team Metro Buckeye Conference performer this year. Over 11 a game. He's only got one bucket. The floor is spread by College Prep. And they zip right through the Dayton Christian D. Cutting to the basket, Thomas. Layup is good. And it's 52-37. 3-on-1 Dayton Christian, which beats the press. Here's Goodwood. Hits a throws to Collins. Little floater in the paint off the rim. Long rebound, Goodwood. Girdwood fires into the right corner to the three-point jump shooter, Slavens. It bangs off the iron. Rebounding foul against College Prep. 52-37. Dayton Christian will get free throws here. Fouled in the act of the stick-back attempt was Brady Girdwood. 5'10 sophomore, southpaw. Eyes the goal. In and out and back in. Girdwood makes it. 52-38. College Prep up 14. Biggest lead 15 seconds ago. Again, this was a one-point game with 2:10 left in the third quarter. And College Prep has blitzed its opponent since. Second free throw, Girdwood is off the back iron. Rebound juggled, hung on to by Jameer Davis of College Prep. 1:58 to go here in the fourth. 14-point lead, College Prep. This is the likely opponent now for Rushi this coming Saturday at the UD Arena, 8 o'clock district championship. Here's a missed shot in the paint. Thrown up there, no good by Norman. Rebound, Dayton Christian quickly down the floor. Corner jumper, no. Stick back, Dabelt is good. Dabelt. Nice board work by him. He worked hard, laid it through. 52-40. 12-point lead, College Prep. We're all the way down to a minute 24 to go in the fourth quarter. Up ahead to Booker. Booker's double-teamed. Throws down the left side to Thomas. In the left corner goes to a teammate, Jameer Davis, who fires cross-court to Johnson, who gets the layup. Dayton Christian double-teaming everywhere. Here is a dribble drive down the lane. It's dabbled for Dayton Christian. He's handcuffed and fouled. He'll get two with a minute one to go, 54-40 in favor of College Prep. Dayton Christian has continued to battle College Prep's intense defense, has made it tough on Dayton Christian, which has had a few shots altered, and they've been looking over their shoulder a number of times in the paint area and have adjusted shots accordingly and misfired on a few close ones. Here's the free throw by Dabble. It's good. And this 6'3 junior has really sparkled here tonight for Dayton Christian. He leads Dayton Christian with 16. On the other hand, 17 points in this game for Hanson Thomas, 6'1 senior for College Prep. Second free throw, Dabble, perfect. And it's 54-42. College Prep up a dozen, 58 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 14 points for Norman for College Prep, and 13 points in this game for Booker. Or I should say 13 points for Jameer Davis. Here's a bad pass by Jameer Davis. Oh, Rico Johnson gets it. Finds a teammate alone under the rim. Norman on the reverse layup. 56-42 College Prep. Scattered floor, helter-skelter defense. Peyton Christian trying to collect some steals. Here's a long three-pointer by Reed Collins. Bingo! He makes it. The 5'7 sophomore fires in a bomb. Three-pointer. 56-45 on the trifecta. 14 ticks to go. College Prep in the lead by 11. They will dribble out the final few seconds in midcourt, and that will do it. Final score in this game tonight from Ross High School. Cincinnati College Prep 56, Dayton Christian 45. College Prep meets Rushi this Saturday at 8 at the UD Arena in a D4 Boys District Championship game. We'll return to close out our broadcast in a few minutes. Back shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Welcome back here to Ross High School. Jack Kramer with Derek Holding, pitch hitting for Chuck McBee, who has the night off. 11-point win, final tally. They took it off the scoreboard. Derek, I think it was 54-43. I believe that was the final spread.
Mm-hmm.
11-point win for Cincinnati College Prep over Dayton Christian. here tonight. 32-31 game in favor of College Prep, but one with 2 minutes to go in the third. And then College Prep sprinted to the finish. Dayton Christian didn't shoot a good percentage over the last 10 minutes as College Prep really picked up the defense in this contest. College Prep advances on to meet Rushi on Saturday night at 8 at the UD Arena. Spencer Cordonier, head coach of Rushi, was here, and he took this game in with scouting down to our right. Outstanding performances in this game turned in by Hanson Thomas, Jameer Davis, Avian Norman off the bench for College Prep. Boy, Matthew Davilt was something else for Dayton Christian. He was dynamite. Those four young men made all the plays in this game. They made key plays throughout the night. Hey, make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
And don't forget, our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is Thursday night from Vandalia Butler. It's the first of two girls Division IV regional semifinals. It will be Marion Local versus Mississinewa Valley. Tip time at 6. That's the start of the game. 6 p.m. from Vandalia Butler. We're on the air at 5:20. Fort Loramie and Rushi to follow in that second girls D4 regional semifinal on Thursday night from Vandalia Butler. We'll return to wrap it up and present to you our stars of this game in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Under Dayton Christian head coach Chip James, Dayton Christian had won two previous tournament games here at Ross, led primarily by underclassmen, a couple of softs and a frosh. Tonight it was a junior who excelled. Matthew Dabbled had 17 points. He was really good, as was Avian Norman off the bench for Cincy College Prep, a 5'8 sophomore. He poured in 17 points. Those were our Clancy stars of this game. Dabbled for Dayton Christian, Norman for Cincinnati College Prep. thanks so much to Clancy's, which underwrites this segment of our game, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Once again, we are on the air once more on scoresbroadcast.com on Thursday at 5:20 p.m. from Vandalia Butler High School. Mississinewa Valley versus Marion Local in the first of two girls D4 regional semifinals. Second game, Fort Loramie and Rushi. That will tip at about 8. That we've made tentative plans to cover a boys D4 district championship at Wapakoneta on Friday night at 6. That should be a very good game on Friday evening. Much more than likely, Lima Central Catholic against either St. Henry or Marion Local on Friday night from Wapakoneta. We alluded earlier this evening to the boys Division IV All-Southwest first, second, third team selections handed out today. Deontay Booker of Cincinnati College Prep was first team All-Southwest Ohio, as was Colin Dosick of Botkins, along with Braden Monon of Rushi, Hayden Quinter of Rushi, Player of the Year Parker Penrod, Troy Christian, Coach of the Year Ray Zawadzki, Troy Christian. Second team All-Southwest Ohio Boys D4 included Donovan O'Leary of Layman Catholic, Reed Blatfoot of Jackson Center, and Benjamin York of Rushi. Dayton Christian's Seth Edgerton was on the third team. 54-43, I believe that was the final score. 11-point difference in the end. Derek, I think they shut down the scoreboard seconds before the game even ended.
They sure did. At least it was an easy scoreboard to read this time.
I think the final difference was 11-54-43. Dayton Christian falling short. Good year, though, for Dayton Christian, which entered the campaign having won two straight tournament games and three victories in four tries under head coach Chip James. 11-14 by way of a final season record for Dayton Christian. Young team, a lot of talent coming back. We will hear from Coach James and his club once again next season. No doubt about that. Dayton Christian finished 6-4 and in third place in the Metro Buckeye Conference. Meanwhile, the team from Cincinnati College Prep moves on the season now, 15-6 by way of record. 5 wins in a row, 8 of the last 9 for College Prep, which is riding momentum into Saturday night's game at 8 o'clock at the UD Arena against the Rushi Raiders, one of the top couple teams in the state of Ohio in Boys Division IV. That's on Saturday. We'll have it for you. First game of the evening on Saturday starts at 4, Jackson Center, Layman Catholic. More than likely, we will be joining that contest in progress, maybe not until halftime, because of the fact that the regional championship in Girls Division IV on Saturday afternoon has been moved from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So we may not leave Vandalia Butler until we're pushing 4. So we may join that Jackson Center Layman Catholic game at close to halftime. And then we'll have the Rushi Cincinnati College Prep game at 8 in its entirety. And possibly Division IV district championship action from Wapakoneta on Friday night, tip-off at 6. And girls D4 regional semifinals on Thursday at 5:20 from Vandalia Butler. So many thanks to our great online listening audience tonight. It was bonus coverage of high school basketball from here at Ross High School, the home of the Rams. Cincinnati College Prep advances to play Rushi, an 11-point winner over Dayton Christian. For Derek Olding, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Ross.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio, the CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.